leader of Sephardic Jewry in Spain. And we have thousands of his responsa, the Shilas and Tshuvas of the Rashba, which come in 6 or 7 volumes, contain thousands of responsa, answers that he gave to questions that were sent to him from all over the Jewish world, and naturally the majority were from Spain. From the questions you see the type of life we're talking about, the type of life of persecution and danger, of shifting fortunes, when very, very bad things happen to the Jews. The king after James was a man who was called Pedro the Cruel, and that name alone should describe him to us. And Pedro the Cruel had always conflicting alliances. This was the time of the Hundred Years' War between France and England. Spain shifted in its alliances back and forth. The Hundred Years' War lasted, by the way, 117 years. Talk about holding a grudge. And the war was decided nothing, but it destroyed Europe. And he was married to a daughter of the King of Spain, of France, and then later on when he got rid of her, he married into the English royal family. He was one of these guys. And under him, the Jews suffered greatly, because he was such a cruel and bad person that he felt that he needed a ticket to heaven. Now, again, we have to understand the medieval mindset. The medieval person, all from king to the lowest serf, was concerned with paradise and with hell. Those places were real in the medieval mind. In fact, they were the obsession of the medieval mind. In the modern world, for whatever reasons, we choose to ignore those two places. And in fact, we are not as obsessed by death. In the medieval world, death was not only omnipresent, but death was the chief topic of life. If you look in the art, in the paintings, in the books of the 12th, 13th, 14th centuries in Europe, death is always portrayed in all of its gruesome quality. And maybe it was because of the fact that the life mortality of a person was so relatively short. In those centuries, the average lifespan was less than 40 years. And when you take into account what we'll discuss next time, the Black Death, the bubonic plague, which swept Europe in the 14th century and destroyed 30% to 40% of Europe, so you can understand a little their obsession with it. It was the idea on their mind. From the moment they were born, they prepared to die. And because they prepared to die, so then the question of heaven and hell was very real to them. And since most of the kings and knights were murderers, robbers, rapists, people of the worst order, so they were very concerned. How were they going to beat the rap? Well, that's where the church came and helped them out. The church had and has a system by which you can buy your way into heaven.